League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the William Hung episode. I was hyped getting William on the podcast. My favorite part of his interview was him talking about his experience on American Idol. He's a legend in my book. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hey!
Hey.
Hi, thank you for doing this. We have William Hung from American Idol. It's an honor to have you. I'm a big fan of yours.
Yes.
Thanks for doing this, William.
No problem.
So firstly, I just wanted to get some background information on like maybe your life before American Idol and then what led up to American Idol.
Yes, I won the talent show at UC Berkeley when I was studying for civil engineering. And it was the same song, She Bangs by Ricky Martin. So that's what gave me the confidence to audition. Yes.
Okay. And then where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Hong Kong.
There you go. There you go. And then did you have any siblings growing up, brothers or sisters?
I'm the only child.
Oh, okay. So I must have watched your audition tape 1,000 times. it's probably one of the most entertaining pieces of video ever recorded in history. What was that process like before stepping into that audition room for American Idol?
It was one of the most nerve-wracking moments in my life.
Yeah. And what was the waiting period like? How long did you have to wait to go in the room?
It was like 2 hours long, but actually it wasn't that bad because many people had to wait way longer than that. So yeah, I was very fortunate.
Oh, wow. And then when you got past, so you did get past to Hollywood, right?
No, I didn't. Never made it.
Oh, you never? Okay. That's right. You never made it, but you were so entertaining that they included you right back.
Yes. They included my audition clip, and then who knew, right? Because just because they broadcast your clip doesn't mean that you get anything out of it. But for some reason, my clip went viral, especially
it went viral
on YouTube. Yeah.
So was that the first time a video like that went viral for you personally?
Yeah, of course. There's no way for me to predict that.
Yeah. And then how did your folks react to that?
Well, they were surprised. And like people that knew me is like, wow, what is going on there?
Yeah. And then so what opportunities happened? I mean, that must have opened a lot of doors for you right after.
Yeah, it's the biggest life-changing moment for the audition is when I got the record contract from Koch Records. It was a $25,000 record contract, and that's how everything started. I got a lot of invites to do like live performances and commercials after that.
Wow.
And then, yeah, my life changed forever.
So the record contract, how many, so was it a one album, two album, three album deal? How did that work out?
It's supposed to be more like five albums, but they put out three albums and then the other two, I don't know when it's going to come out. Right now it's very unlikely, but you know, we never know because they still don't want to terminate the contract yet. So it's okay.
So you're still on contract with Koch Records.
Yes, that is correct.
Where could folks download or get that music?
The easiest way is just go to Apple Store. I know they have it.
Oh, the iTunes Store?
iTunes, yeah. But you can just find a free version on YouTube now.
Okay, and then what did you is it what type of style music? Is it cover songs? Is it
mostly
original music?
covers, a few original songs here and there? Yeah.
Wow. And then so did they provide a recording studio for that process?
Yes, I did.
Wow. So well, I mean, so that how long is that contract? That's years then.
Yeah, they're basing it on I don't even know if the contract is still valid after so many years. That's but technically, like they wanted to do it by the number of albums. And obviously it's based on the conditions of the market, right? So I mean, that's not within my control. So, in life, you can only focus on what you can control.
Right. So, but three are completed.
Correct.
Oh, that's so awesome. And so
Yeah,
tell
that's
me
still
more
more
about
than I
these
ever thought.
commercials.
Yeah.
Like, so you said you had commercial opportunities as well.
Yes, the biggest ones I did were for AT&T and Jack in the Box.
And then they were regional or national commercials?
National.
National commercials. And then, so you must have made a good amount of money doing that.
I'm very grateful,
Yeah.
I used the money to pay off the debt for my parents. We all now live much better life than before.
Oh, wow. And then, so how long have you been? You mentioned you live in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Okay, that's so cool. And then so tell me more about some more opportunities that spawned after that. So commercials, record deal, and then what
Yeah.
else did you do after that?
Primarily like live performances all over the world. So I would get a lot of invites to perform at big stadiums, big events, big business conferences. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Can you maybe talk about some more of the memorable ones as far as these gigs?
Yeah, the most memorable ones were where I traveled to places like Singapore, Iceland, Malta. Is that's I would never thought that I would go in there as a celebrity.
But you are, and you
Yeah.
did. You are,
Yeah.
and you did.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And I'm. You most likely have still a cult following, I'm presuming.
Yes, I do.
Right? Yeah, that's awesome, man. So what was it like going to Iceland? I mean, that must have been a trip, you know?
Yeah, it was amazing. I went there during the winter. I wish I could go during the summer, but still, I enjoy a really cool, amazing food, drinks, the history. Like I went to the Vikings Museum with the tour guide there. It was great. It was
And then,
once in a lifetime. Yeah.
so did they, so who are these? How did they get your information? And like, did you go, do you have an, are you rep by an agency? Did they have to contact your manager? How did that work?
So technically my parents were my agents because I couldn't find anybody great during that time.
Yeah.
And then the way I would say that one of my blessings was because my email was easy for people to guess. It was a Berkeley email.
Oh, right. So you got business seminars and conferences as well. So that
Yeah.
was that weird performing like that at a business conference?
It just depends on what they're looking for. I mean, obviously, when they bring me in, they want entertainment. It's probably
Yeah.
it, they had a they probably had like long days. It's kind of tough, boring and dry, and they want me to
Yeah.
make it fun for them. So yeah, I'm happy to do that.
So what was the setup like? It would be like at a ballroom at like a hotel or something
Yeah,
like that?
yes, exactly. Like a big ballroom. I've done the biggest ones, like global conferences. So
Oh, wow. I mean, that pay must have been
yeah. Pretty
top-notch.
good, pretty good. Pretty happy.
Pretty good,
Yeah.
right? So are you still open to do events like that?
Of course. I mean, but of course, but right now we are dealing with
Yeah,
COVID.
I know.
So
Right now is not the best
unfortunately,
time.
yeah, no, I
Yeah.
probably not gonna do any like agree to do any live events, especially in the United States. It's just for safety.
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
But are so how has COVID and the pandemic affected like what you're doing right now in your career?
Well, I am very glad to pivot into doing like cameos, like personal shout outs for people.
And oh, so how do people reach contact you to do that through Cameo?
Yeah, it's like an app. It's like a centralized platform, and people could request like short messages.
Yeah, like happy birthday
songs, shebangs. Yeah. Yes.
So how often do you get hit up to do cameos?
Every single day.
Really?
Yes, every day.
And then you set your price range.
Correct.
Okay, so if people watch this and they want to get a cameo from William Hung, how do they do it?
They go to the app. They type in my name. They will find me. I am actually very close to the top.
Oh my God! I mean, in a million years, did you think that something like this, an opportunity would be available? Something like Cameo? I'm talking about.
No way.
No way,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's just like everything happened naturally, you know? You can't ask for something like that. Yeah.
And they're probably just searching for you, like, no, I want William Hung.
Yeah, that's right.
And so how do you go about doing that? You just do it in your room?
Yeah. I have my personal bedroom that's set up, you know, with the lighting and everything. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. It is what it is. Yeah.
Now, do people ask for like extravagant like requests, like maybe you in your underwear or something?
No. I mean, if it's something inappropriate, then I just decline and turn it down.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, the requests are very reasonable.
That's so cool. So is that your prime form of income? That's just like a side hustle, or
for now. For now, it is my main source of income. Yeah,
and I'm grateful every day.
I take it, you know, because the whole Cameo thing picked up after the pandemic, after people get stuck at home. Yeah,
that's fantastic, brother. Good for you. Fantastic news. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, do you do motivational speaking as well?
Yes. Yes, I do.
How did that come about? I want to know about that story.
Oh, of course. I'm doing public speaking like about 8 years ago. After I got the government job. So for 8 years, I was working for the government, but it wasn't the most exciting job. And ultimately, I feel like this not like my overall life direction that I want to go. Like, I don't want to just hide behind my cubicle. So that's why I decided to quit my job again earlier this year in January. And it was a roller coaster ride. You know, people think I have it easy. Everything is perfect. It's not. It's not even close. No, yeah. Like there were times when I thought like, oh my God, what's gonna happen to me? You know, do I have to go get another job again?
Yeah. So how do people book you? How long do you speak, and where do they book you? What type of establishments do your speaking at?
I would say mostly like corporations and associations. But because of the pandemic, obviously that also stopped coming. Because before the pandemic, I would speak at a lot of live events. And I enjoy it. I love meeting new people. I love inspiring people in the big crowd. I love that. But since COVID, what I have to do instead is just like virtual speaking events, and you know those are not the same. because most of the events I speak for, I don't get paid, and some of the events I do get paid, it's not gonna be that much. You know, it's just the way things are. And that's okay. And that's perfectly fine. Because many other famous people, they also realize that now is the time to show up, right? Now is the time to give back, right? At a difficult
Absolutely.
Time. Absolutely. So it's a different way of looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I just thought of a brilliant idea. I don't know if you're down to do this. So how do musicians, if they want to get a feature with you, because I do music, like how what is your rates to book you on a feature song?
What do you mean
on a
by
hook
that?
For you to sing a hook or something?
It's hard to say. It just depends on what the project that you're working towards. That's why I'm not comfortable with sharing like a general price. It
Yeah.
depends on what you're using it for.
What if I'm just doing I'm doing a rap album, and I just, I wanted to get you on a hook just for just a couple seconds, just repeating you singing.
You might be better off just booking me on something like Celeb VM or Cameo.
Okay,
That's what.
can you shout that out again, so people, because there might be musicians and artists
Yeah.
that might want your voice on their
Here,
song.
here, here, here. Celeb VM. I think that's the best one because
So it's
Cameo the
Celeb S, I mean
EB.
CelebVM.
That's correct.
Celeb VM.
Correct.
If
And
you
the
want to
reason that.
book,
And
yeah.
let me explain the reason why that one. I think it's because Cameo, you could use the video, but they have a watermark. So you might want to do the do, you might want to do try this one and see if that works. If not, you can always reach out to me. I can make an individual deal with you.
Yeah.
The way again the way I look at this is like I care about where you use it for, how often. You know, that's more important to me, right? Because
All right.
the chances are I cannot ask for like a lot, right? So
Right.
it's a matter of more like how you use it, how you promote it. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as like let's go back to music and like independent musicians, like they would be
Right.
using it just to it's gonna go on like music platforms or maybe in a music video or something like that.
Yeah. I mean it again it dep like the reason I don't generalize is because like for the most part if I don't think if for example if your song has a lot of profanity, your people wear tattoos or tank tops, you know, that I
Yeah.
probably don't even want to do it. You know, I just because that's not that doesn't align with my image and my
Oh,
brand.
right. So no profanity and not too
Yeah.
many tattoos.
I mean, I'm not saying never, but I'm just saying like so those will be some of the factors I consider.
But you would most likely let's stay on that subject matter. You most likely would do it for like maybe an R&B singer, like with a good, you know what I mean? You would do it like that. And so I saw something on your Instagram where you have a podcast or you interview people as well, right?
That is correct. Right now I'm doing interviews on a platform called Livit. Let me type it in here.
Yeah.
Livit. Yeah.
Livit.
Yes,
Livit. Live it.
it's a live streaming platform. That's the reason I'm doing it right now is because I'm contracted with them. So I get paid every month, you know, to do this. So that's why I want to keep the interviews there for right now.
Okay, so how do you go about choosing who you're going to interview?
I typically want to choose people for now. I'm not saying like for the you know for it, for now I would say maybe the next month or two. I prefer people on the same platform. Maybe like I prefer other streamers on that platform.
Yeah.
And then you know I try to look for like unsung heroes and new performers.
Okay.
And that's because of who I am as a person, like and
Yeah.
what through because I know that you know I was the underdog, you know,
Yeah.
and I got this ch I got this a lot of support. I got the chance. I got the big break when I needed it in many
Yeah.
years ago, and that's why I feel very good giving the spotlight to those to that to those kind of people,
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
you know like I would say maybe in the next 3 to 6 months, depending if I still want to be on that Livit platform. You know, if like I could see myself doing the same thing on something like a podcast or IGTV or YouTube.
Oh, it would blow. I'm sure it'd be do very well. Yeah. But what are the advantages for doing Livit at the moment? What are some of the pros and cons of Livit?
So the pros is that you're getting paid a base salary plus commission based on the number of co baby coins you earn on the app. Baby coins is like a tip. You know, people have to like you enough to tip you after you done your singing, your
Yeah.
speaking, whatever it is. So that's the pro, because you're guaranteed getting something, right? It's not a lot. I can tell you right off the, I work it right. I can't review how much, but I can tell you it's not a lot. it's something, right? It's a second income. It's nice. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Like because right now we are going through a very difficult time. Any extra source of income, you gladly take it, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. But I wanted to encourage you as well. I don't know how long you want to be on Livit, but I'm sure if you wanted to, you could just create your own platform where you get to dictate, you know, your terms and conditions.
So let me finish the pros and then I'll mention the cons as well. The other pro is that the primary audience on this platform is on Instagram, and that's good. That's really good.
Oh, it's linked with Instagram.
It's not linked with Instagram yet. They are working on that. That some people say they are working on it. I don't know. It's only a rumor. Mm-hmm. But the primary audience, the streamers, the people that follow the people that's willing to spend money on the platform, they are Instagram. So building the follower base has some future value for you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason why I wanted to interview you, is to, to get more, for my fan base, to get eyes on you to grow your thing, you know, because, in my opinion, you should have at least 100,000 followers, you know?
I know. I started Instagram very late. It's way after American Idol. It's not something that I thought about a whole lot. Like back then, like there really isn't much social media. It was basically my MySpace and then my website, you know? So that's where most people knew me from.
Yeah.
And then over the years, I realized, okay, well, I do need to get on that Instagram train, you know?
Oh, you know what? I'm sure if you get on that more, because you're probably, you could get certified, because there's only one William Hung in this world, and it's you.
But for some, I tried it, you know, it's been a struggle, because like I try to go ask for requests for verification. They don't want to give it to me yet. So,
That's shocking to me. Yeah,
I know.
How did you go? Did you go through someone through Facebook? I heard rumors.
No, because you suppose the official way is you're supposed to just go to the support team from Instagram, and then you can only do it once a month. And then what they do is they'll ask for you for your ID. They look at everything that you post. They compare it to they compare you with other profiles and whatnot. And then they'll decide, you know, if you're ready to get verified or not. So it is what it is, you know. I'm not freaking out over that. It's not worth spending that much energy on that. So let's talk about the cons for Livit.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the biggest con is that the audience in US is still relatively small. Yeah, I mean, there are more new people coming in, like gradually. I do see that, but it's still a very slow process, because I think the best analogy I can make is like you're trying to persuade people that's drinking Coca-Cola for many years. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, right? And then you tell them to switch to something else.
Yeah, because they're used to a certain brand.
Right.
Yeah. So that's difficult to do.
Right. So that's the biggest disadvantage. The second factor to consider is that whatever you post on that platform, it needs to be exclusive within that platform for 2 days, 48 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
It's a fair thing, but it's something to consider because it's definitely a hassle to try to extract video, or you have to like do some other third party software to record your interviews and stuff like that, and then
Yeah.
you have to spend time reposting. You know, it ideally like we want to get we want it, I hope that it'll get to the point where like you know what it is Lipit will be connected with Instagram in some way, shape, or form. That
Yeah.
would be ideal, right? And
Yeah.
then like you could just use Restream to post everything at the same time.
Yeah. Now, I just thought of this. Have you thought about maybe streaming on Twitch as well?
That's actually against the rules because the whole point exclusive, right? I mean,
Oh.
technically you could. A lot of people what a lot of people has a lot of people do. I know they stream on this platform. They stream on separate hours on Twitch, and that's fine. But you cannot do is you cannot go try to cheat, you know, the system by
Yeah.
streaming on Livit and Twitch at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, so you're exclusive. Your contract is exclusive with Livid at the moment. You can't.
You cannot stream at the same time. You can stream on separate hours. That's
Yeah.
fine. Like I mentioned, the biggest that's a big drawback. Like you have to like wait for 48 hours for the content to go out elsewhere.
Oh, got you, got you. Now,
I mean,
if
it's
you,
okay, but
yeah.
yeah.
If you choose, when you choose to do your own thing, do you have all of the camera gear and editing software and all that to?
I would say I have the equipment, but I don't have the staff. Right now, I feel like I'm one man army. That's where I'm at.
I feel you, man. I have one intern myself. Yeah. So when that opportunity comes up, or when you decide to do that, where could people contact you to intern for you?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're, because you said you're a one man army, I mean, you're most likely going to be looking for help, right?
I would say I already thought about this in advance. Like it like w when I make more money from what I'm doing. So the way
Yeah.
I th so here's the thing. Here's another way of looking at this. Okay, it's not so much that I cannot afford it. That is not it. It's more like. Like if it's a big the biggest mistake I learned from the past is so it's like you try to hire somebody without doing yourself first. That's a big mistake, you know.
I hear you. You don't have to tell me twice. I hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
So you know once I get the hang of it, I know exactly what I'm looking for. The first person I need to hire is actually a video editor.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I had to learn through the process as well, you know. That's why, you know, I had to teach myself. I had a my neighbor, my good friend, teach me how to use Adobe Premiere and how to do basic editing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about learning that yourself as well, as just so you know the process?
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea what to do. I mean, I don't know like the high end like Adobe Premiere. I mean, I know I heard of it. I've seen people do it, but you
Yeah.
know, like I could just go to QuickTime and edit the video myself. You know, I know how to
Yeah,
do that.
yeah. And then you mentioned too, you have all the gear, like you have camera gear, you have recording equipment and as well, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't have anything high end, but I have something.
Yeah.
I have something good enough. I mean, I really prioritize. Here's how I look at it. I look at what I'm doing now as a second business. So the way I approach it is I make sure I have profit first. Profit first. It's a big deal
Yeah.
because I feel like because I learned from the past that like I have everything backwards. You know, you would dump a bunch of money, you invest in all these coaches, you buy all these fancy equipment, you're not even bringing in money.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Now, as far as these platforms are, do you have your own YouTube channel, or what other platforms do you have going on?
I do have my YouTube channel, but I'm not that active on it. Right now, I'm completely focused on Instagram. And I have no problem with that because that's another thing lesson I learned is that you want to get good at one platform first before you try to spread yourself too thin. And I think the Instagram is a great choice, not only because that's where the audience is, but for me,
Yeah.
but Instagram has a big advantage where you could just reshare your post with Facebook and Twitter and
yes.
Tumblr.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, since you're on Instagram, can I shout out your Instagram just so people know so they could follow you?
Absolutely. She Bangs Guy.
It's She Bangs Guy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And yep. Definitely follow my man. And do you actually have your own? Yeah, there you go. She Bangs Guy. Do you have your own website as well, where t-shirts or any kind of
not yet. That's a work in progress.
Merch where people can buy?
Not yet. That's a work in progress. I had merchandise many years ago, but I'm not actively producing it. So
yeah.
Right now, that's definitely, I had to figure out what my next step is, because you cannot do like everything at once. Yeah,
yeah.
It's something that eventually I want to get to, but it's not like number one on my list. Yeah.
Yeah. What about a website?
A website is also something that I'm thinking about, but from what I've seen, maybe it's a trend. A lot of people just use Linktree and it works very well, very well.
Yeah.
So even for my friend that's like an online health coach, like Linktree works for her, right? It works for a lot of people. So that if the Linktree works, then there's no reason to invest in a very expensive website.
Yeah.
But it's still something I want to gradually work on. But it's not like, okay, I need to get it done next week.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking, as far as the merchandise for you, the options are so wide. I mean, there's so much potential with you, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Stickers,
in the past, I've done yeah, yeah. I've done t-shirts. I've done bobblehead dolls. Yeah, yeah. Cups. Yeah.
No. I'm just curious. This is just this is coming from left field. Has anyone gotten a tattoo of you?
No.
Okay. That would be awesome if someone did. Yeah. Now, how do your fans even contact you? Like, do you get contacted a lot, or do you get recognized on the street a lot? Do people recognize you in public?
Sometimes. I mean, it's not as crazy as before. Like, occasionally, few people would go like, "Oh my God, aren't you that She Bangs Guy?" So
yeah,
that's how
yeah,
I got that.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes to people's minds, and that's why my username is intentionally She Bangs Guy at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then So fans have said stuff in public, more so during American Idol, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in terms of people contacting me, it's very straightforward. I'm Instagram. All my channels are open. You can send me direct message. You can send me email, whatever, mm-hmm. right?
How do people? What's the best way to contact you?
Just go to Instagram. Send me an email or direct message. I'll look at it.
Yeah, that's how I reached you, man, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it works, yeah.
Yeah, it
and
does.
So let's I wanted to kind of wrap things up. I wanted to you know, cuz yeah, these are a little bit shorter, but I wanted to wrap things up as far as promoting you the best way possible.
Okay.
So the best way to contact you is through
Instagram.
She Bangs Guy on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. That's correct.
And then that goes with features, if they want features on songs or,
yeah,
you know, collaborations, right? And as
right,
well, as
right.
How, what about if someone wants to book you on a public speaking gig?
Email. I have my email there too.
Can we say your email now or no?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, so to best reach William, it's
here.
William@williamhome.co.
That's fine, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I usually either this one or this one.
Yeah, so
but
William,
either one is same. Either yeah. one is same thing.
Yeah, so William@williamhung.co.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so am I missing something? Because let's you wanna shout out the Live It Again thing?
Yeah. So Live It is like a free app. You can just download it. And then my username on the Live It platform is William Hung.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
awesome. Are we
yeah.
missing something?
That's pretty much it. So if you go to my Instagram, you can click on my link tree. My link tree, the way I set it up, it's like it has links to my Live It platform. It has
yeah.
a link to my TED Talk. It has link to other
things.
You
mentioned a TED Talk?
Yes, TEDx Talk, correct, TEDx.
Oh, okay, so is that, how do people watch that? That's on YouTube?
YouTube, correct.
Oh, I didn't know that. I got to check that out tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you're on a TED Talk, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you open to doing other podcasts as well?
Yes, I am. I love doing podcasts. It's one of my favorite ways to get myself out there.
Because my brother and his girl's got a pretty big one. I could holler at him. Do you want me to holler at him for you?
Yeah, sure. I don't mind.
Yeah, they got a big one called Tiger Belly. I could holler at him. I mean, would you be open to doing that?
Yes. What is it about?
He mostly, interviews comedians and
okay.
You know, musicians, you know, same type
sure.
of thing. It's just it's a bigger platform than mine, obviously.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'll holler at him, you know, after this drop.
Okay.
But y'all seen it first on the Stevie Weeby Show. Okay. Y'all seen
nice.
It first here. Man, I'm a fan. I just wish you the best of luck in the future. I want to hear more music from you in the future as well.
Yeah.
Are you still songwriting?
No, because songwriting really isn't my talent. You know, honestly, singing is not my talent. Speaking is. So, but you know, we'll see what happens. Because you know, like we need to sometimes think outside the box.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like a traditional music album. Like the first album was a really good example, inspiration. I mean, what made the album stand out? It wasn't because of my songs, right? It was because it had inspirational messages in between the songs.
There you go. How would you classify the type of style of music for your
pop,
type of music?
Pop, popular pop? Music. Yeah.
Now, what if there are some really banging producers who want to work with you? Would you be open to do that?
I would need to go through my record company, unfortunately.
Oh, so they could okay it.
Yeah. But that's the thing, right? Because if it's like officially music album, I have to go through them, right?
Yeah.
But if it's something not a music album, then we don't have to go through them.
So
it makes it life a lot easier.
Yeah. Who would you want to collaborate with music wise? I'm just curious. I'm just out of my own curiosity.
I would say I already achieved my dream in terms of collaboration, because the number one person I wanted to sing with was Ricky Martin, and I finally did it 2 years ago.
Where could people hear that?
YouTube. There's a like a short clip, because it was a live performance. So people did capture that, and you can find it, you know, William Hung, Ricky Martin. So I performed
that
with him.
That dude's amazing, man.
I know. And in Monte Carlo, Las Vegas.
I seen him in LA at a Brazilian restaurant.
Really?
Oh, man. He had half the restaurant cut in half. He had all of his people, you know.
Yeah.
It was off, you know, the one off La Cienega. It was one of the.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had the whole restaurant. And his people were there. Yeah.
Can
we give him a shout out? So shout out to Ricky Martin.
Yes.
And so you already did it. You already fulfilled that dream.
Yeah. But in terms of like other collaborations, I'm pretty open. It just depends if it aligns with the direction I want to go.
Yeah.
Because I realized that it's not so much like what exactly I'm doing, you know, but it's more like, you know, my getting closer to empowering other unsung heroes and new performers.
And you are an unsung hero, my friend. It's an honor
Thank
to have you.
Thank you so much.
Did we miss anything? I wanted to make sure we're thorough as far as getting on.
No, I think we covered everything.
Your Twitter, though. Do you have a Twitter?
Yes. It's also She Bangs Guy, but I'm not that active on it.
Okay. So you're mostly on Instagram. And
Facebook will be number two, because I also do connect people with Facebook, but
okay.
I'm relying on the Instagram to just repost on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. So that's William Hung as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother, thank you so much for your time. This is going to be dropping in 2 weeks. And I'll keep in touch with you, through your Instagram, She Bangs Guy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. You're an inspiration to a lot of folks out there. One last thing you could say to inspire like the other unsung heroes out there in the world.
Yeah.
What advice yes. would you give them? Right, give them some advice right now.
Of course. Well, the most important advice I can give is to make sure what you're doing matches aligns with your mission. You know, what do you want to achieve? How do you want to see the world different because of what you do? This goes not just with music, but anything outside of music as well. You know, music is a form of entertainment, just like other forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
So the other thing that will help you is remember that the whole point of entertainment is to bring smiles and happiness to the world.
I love that. Well said, brother. Well said. Thank you for your time. Thanks for doing this. I was worried. I thought maybe you were sick or something. Cause thank God that you checked your Instagram. Cause I was worried about like you not showing up, but you showed up. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you, William. The best of luck to you, and follow my man, William Hung, on all platforms. Support everything this man does. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, brother. Okay. See you.
Bye.
Okay. So that's it. That was, thank God. Oh my God. Cause he showed up a little late. My man, William Hung, support that man. That's the homie. I want to give out some shout outs before I'm out. So I do have a Patreon. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my content, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Okay. The newest patrons this week are my man Smuggler, Omar Delgadillo, Ross Meek, and my man Poor Boy Drip, okay? I'm working on a concept album, a Stir Crazy concept album. I'm four songs in, okay? I'm producing it all myself. You know, I'm writing every night for it. Look out for that. The music video, we're still working on it. So just stay patient. Okay.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay. I have a website if you want to get a merch, a shirt, or anything. Go to StevieWeebyShow.com. Just keep in mind that the shipping is a little delayed because of COVID and the pandemic. My Instagram's Instagram/QUANGOU. Okay, Kwang U. All my music's at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. And I'm working on a P.O. Box series too called Stevie's P.O. Box. If you want to send fan mail, packages, whatever you want to send, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Thanks for checking this out. Love y'all. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.